$64.95. It's $64.90.
Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Okay, I need my car money put back on there for some KitchenAid or some mess. I don't know what this is.
And just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address?
Elizabeth Foster, 1353 Philadelphia. 1353 Fillmore Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19124.
Thank you. And I see that you entered the sweepstakes for the KitchenAid on May 4th, paying $7.95 for shipping and handling.
Okay. Whatever. I don't know what it is, but I didn't get a KitchenAid and then put $64.90 on my credit card.
I know this was a sweepstakes entry where you have a chance to win the KitchenAid.
I would never, ever.
Okay, could you verify your email address?
Oh, my. fortars@aol.com.
Okay, Mel, so your email address, the phone number you used to call in on, your name, and your shipping address all matches to you. We do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing this $7.95 charge.
No, I don't. First of all, I don't need a KitchenAid because I don't cook like that. And no, I would never, ever.
And so we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have placed this order, then we can move forward with that fraud investigation.
Okay, listen. I just want the money put back on my credit card. I didn't do this.
So do you want to move forward with the fraud investigation, ma'am?
I don't care. I just want this money put back on my credit card. Now, first of all, you said all this is because somebody entered a sweepstakes to win something? Is that what you said? Hello?
I'm here, ma'am.
Okay, so you said it costs almost $70 to enter a sweepstakes.
$7.95.
What? What'd you say?
$7.
Listen, on my credit card, they charge $7.95 from Fast Boost. Then they charge.
Correct. That's when the order was placed. This is when the account was started.
Okay,
this is how the account was started.
Account again, $56.95 from Fast Boost.
Correct.
Well, incorrect, because I want my money put back on my card.
Okay, ma'am. So would you like to move forward with the fraud investigation?
Sure.
Okay, so I am issuing you those credits, and if it does come back as a true case of fraud, you should see them back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay, what are you canceling?
What do you mean, what am I canceling, ma'am? I got the account canceled, and you should see those refunds if it comes back as a true case of fraud within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, listen to me. When you said you got it canceled, so are you saying it was more charges to be put on here? What do you mean it's canceled?
Yes, it's a membership.
Oh, no.
And your cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
2600.
92. 422. Okay, so this is a membership to what? I'm trying to figure out what this is. So you're canceling a membership, but what is this membership for?
To our online discount shopping store.
Oh, no. Ain't who does that? No. Okay. Yeah, cancel that, please.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
No. So you said this should be back in my account within 3 to 5 business days?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll keep an eye on it.
Okay, and thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.